From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Police have taken over the investigation into yesterday morning's fire in a vacant lot on Pine at Kirby. The flames damaged the siding and insulation of an adjacent building. Investigators are looking for the man in surveillance photos of the area. One of them is on our website. Take a look. If he looks familiar, you're asked to call Timmins Police or Crime Stoppers. Whoever's responsible for leaving a dead bull moose to spoil north of Matheson around the beginning of this month is up for potentially high fines if an MNR investigation tracks them down. Area Enforcement Manager Bill McCord says if an animal is shot in error, you have the wrong tag, for instance, the best thing to do is own up to it.
People do make mistakes and they will shoot the wrong animal. And it's best that they just contact us so we can do a slight investigation. The animal itself won't spoil and will go to a needy family.
You might still be penalized, but to a lesser extent than a $5,000 fine and the loss of hunting privileges and whatever equipment you were using. Any information on this incident could be shared with MNR or Crime Stoppers. The poppy, the symbol of tribute to Remembrance Day and Canadian military veterans, goes on sale on Friday in Timmins. Legion Branch 88 Sergeant-at-Arms Andrea Villeneuve says you can pay whatever you want or can afford and might not even need cash.
A couple of locations throughout the week, during the day mostly, will have a tip-tap machine so people could use their cards. We're trying out this year to see how it goes, and if it works out, maybe we'll be able to get more next year.
The annual Remembrance Day ceremony is at the Cenotaph at Hollingshead Park at 11 o'clock on November 11th. Friday is the deadline to enter a float or a group in this year's Downtown Timmins Santa Claus Parade. Executive Director Cindy Campbell says the number of floats already exceeds last year.
So we're really excited to have an amazing event that's going to have musical acts because the theme is music in the North Pole. We're going to have horses. We're going to have floats from many different organizations. It's going to be great.
You can get a registration package from the BIA. At least two of Canada's big banks have already taken the Bank of Canada's lead. Earlier today, the central bank raised the prime interest rate by half a percentage point to 3.75%. Scotiabank and TD are both raising their primes from 5.45% to 5.95%, making it more expensive for businesses and people to borrow money. The BOC says even more increases might be needed to rein in inflation to its goal of 2%. Last month, the inflation rate fell to 6.9%, largely on the back of lower gas prices. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.